Blog Talk Radio.
I just wanna take over the world with you.
Take it all
Take it all Fuck them other hoes, what they gon' do? I just wanna spoil you, baby. Kiss, love, and adore you, baby. Your fragrance, it drives me crazy. Fuck it, let's just have a baby. Just play. Cruising down the interstate. It don't matter, baby, pick a place. Traveling state to state. The way we move, you know they gonna hate. I just wanna take over the world with you. Fuck them other hoes, what they gon' do? Let me get this bag and just for you.
Baby,
I just wanna take over the world with you. Fuck them other hoes, what they gon' do? Let me get this bag and just for you.
Baby,
I just wanna take over the world. Get you diamond pearls, shopping around the world. Baby, it don't matter, you my fucking queen. When we hit the scene, they know you belong to me. Baby, yeah, you fucking with a boss, man. Fuck the cost, you know I got the sauce. Baby, no one coming in between. It's just you and me, we always a winning team. Baby, shopping spree, pick it out, fuck a tag, yeah, it's all on me. Anything you want, you can get with it. Pop up on the jet, flying luxury. Bahamas, Dubai, Orlando, Paris. Balenciaga, Chanel, or some Gucci. Back to the crib, your hands all on me. You know how I like it when you watch it for me. All up in the bed, you loving on me. You know how I like it when you watch it from me. All up in the bed, you loving on me, baby. I just wanna take over the world with you. Fuck them other hoes, what they gon' do? Let me get this bag and just for you, baby.
Ay.
Crib for the low on the West End. No phone service, shawty got the best plan. downtown, we be all at the West End. I don't need a reason to eat it. Make a hike, it up on the 10, repeat it. She a goddess, I think she come from Egypt. Every time we having sex, we wing it. Yeah. Now she got a reason to keep it secret. Undisclosed locations when we meeting. Fucking on the weekend. Damn.
She got a reason to be conceited. She do. Bitches hate on her for no reason at all. Yeah, you can tell that she got it. There is no secret about it. All she talk about is profit and deposits. She got a reason to be conceited.
She do.
Bitches hate on her for no reason at all. Yeah, you can tell that she got it. There is no secret about it. All she talk about is profit and deposits. She got a reason to be conceited. She do. Bitches hate on her for no reason at all. Yeah, you can tell that she got it. There is no secret about it. All she talk about is profit and deposits.
She got a reason to be conceited.
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Radio Rail, Genesis. This is OG Radio, what? Poetry Night.
Yes, what's up, everybody? This is girl, I am Genesis. I'm a little hyped up right now because I just did a virtual poetry night.
Hey.
So I've been doing poetry for the last couple hours. So this is, it's been a good night. I've been hearing I've been networking with a lot of poets. So it's been great.
All right. So this is definitely a cakewalk for you.
Tonight it is. What you have about?
I have a whole shit ton of announcements for tonight. We'll get into that a little later. But for all those who are tuned in their car, driving, wherever you at, right about now, next Thursday. Every Thursday, 501, what the hell is this address? 501 Half East 47th Street. that's a fucked up address. 501 and a half East 47th Street. It's Bard University Presents Hot or Not Open Mic. You can do whatever you want to do, spoken word, poetry, rap, singing, whatever you want to do. They're hosting from 7:30 to 11:30 p.m. every Thursday at that address. It's a bar. I believe it's at a bar. There's going to be food there. All artists who performs have to pay $5, and if you just want to come and watch, $10. Each artist gets 5 minutes to perform. So that's Bard University started back doing that. I'll get into my own announcements a little later on in the show.
I have one thing to say, though, before I forget. If you guys are looking for that virtual mic show, I was on that show. It's going to be a link on my page, Genesis Silverman, on Facebook, and 3YE Apostrophe M Genesis on my other page that I have for poetry. If you want to go check those two links out, you can find some great poets that performed this evening, but it's going to be from coming out of New York. So I was performing for some New Yorkers today.
Hey, and see, they've been showing us love. Now you're showing them some love.
Yes, we had to. Back and forth.
Facts. So we got the y'all tonight. And the first poet is online now. Without further ado, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. Introduce yourself to the world.
I go by Phoenix. And I got a couple of poems for y'all. I got about good three if I got the time.
Okay, shout out to you because I saw that you has tuned in well before 9 o'clock. So shout out to you.
I did. Well, I'm in Texas, so, you know, the time difference is a little. So I wanted to make sure, you know, I was in the queue and, you know, I'm ready to go. You know, this is my first time doing anything like this. So, you know, I'm a little excited.
We are excited to have you. Yes, Phoenix, please give us a backstory of your poem that you will be reciting tonight.
Okay, well, my first three poems, well, the first one is called She, and this is about the beautiful black woman. And so it's just, you know, a little bit of poem, you know, explaining about how beautiful she is in her own skin. And my other poem is called Home and New, and it's just explaining about being in a relationship and, you know, first, of course, being it new and then finding peace and home and, you know, a comfort in, you know, your relationship. And so those are my poems.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's hear these pieces. Let's get ready.
All right. So I'm just going to jump into my first one. It's called She. Here we go. The sun shines on her brown butter skin. The moon kisses the cold side of her pillow at night. She tugs her curves so effortlessly. Eyes flooded with the thoughts of the days to come. On her mind, as she slumbers peacefully, her soul, oh, her soul, is awakened by her mind. It's quiet. For there lives peace, tranquility. She is grounded. She is love. She is Mother Earth.
Okay.
Second poem.
Wait, before you start your second poem, I'm going to say something. As a poet myself,
okay.
I'm going to tell you to relax. There is nobody looking at you right now. You are on the radio. Act like you are in your bathroom and you're just going to give it to us.
I know.
Okay? So just relax. Ain't nobody judging you. This is open space. Speak your truth. We are here to listen.
I'll slow down and give you my other one for you. Okay.
Okay.
This one's called Home. The place I hang my heart up on that end of the night. I say your name like raindrops. The sex between us fogs up my window pane. I seek you. I crave you. In my dreams. My bed, home. Where are you running, Tom?
I was actually pretty.
My mind falls into Alice in Wonderland. That's where my mind is. But where's home? That was into that poem.
Okay.
Okay.
When I caught wind of the music in the background, I was like, okay.
Yeah, I thought it was a sexy beat or something, real. I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. Was she, does that beat go with the poem, or was that was accidental?
It did. That beat was going with that poem. I usually try to write my poems with music. And so, here's my last one. It's new. I know. They're kind of short. I don't really write too long ones. So. You feel so new.
Fine.
I'm so shy to the idea of you and me together as one imperial fort bliss as we dance in this conversation as our mouths watch each other craving the utter undeniable want to just lay gently here, kissing, wrestling, passion marks all over each other. We never say the things that creep into our mind, our thoughts. We just simply get lost. This is so new. We love it. The feeling of fresh comfort, like food. We both enjoy each other's company, and we hope to do this soon again, and that's all I have for y'all tonight.
Okay.
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 So I want to say, besides the fact that I'm high, right, you have a soothing narrating voice.
Yes,
like your voice is soothing and like a narrating voice. So, like, I was able to visualize all the words. So I'm like, damn.
It sounded really sexy, though. Like, sexual.
Yeah,
yeah, I was like, okay. Is it supposed to be like this? Or, I mean, is that how you perform your poems or want to perform your poems for open mic night?
I do. Yeah, I do. I want to tend to, that's how I write my poems, to kind of captivate you in that sense. So that's how I.
Okay.
I do my.
It worked. It worked.
Thank you.
I got to get some hand claps on the damn audio so we could start. Hand clapping and finger snapping. That was hot. I like that.
I liked it too. It was really sexual. I can see, it kind of put me in the mind of like Floetry when they're talking, when they first come on, like that.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking of, like a soulful. Yes,
yeah,
I listen to them
a lot
often.
That was a good way to go. I'm glad you took that route.
Well, it made the mood for the night, I can say that.
Yeah, I'm about ready to go. Never mind. How long have you been doing poetry?
I'm sorry?
How long have you been doing poetry?
I've been writing poetry since I was about 12.
Oh, wow. And this is your first time doing
it now? I'm 28. Yeah, first time doing a show on the radio. I did open mic when I was 13, so, and then that was the last time I did it because I had stage fright. So I keep a journal, but I don't ever say them out loud.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, you
definitely
should do more stage performance.
Yeah, when you posted that on Facebook, that's probably the bravest I've ever been about, you know, getting out there. So I think this was a step forward of my first, you know, getting my stuff out.
Which one was you looking at?
In Beauty. It was on there. Somebody posted. I think you posted on there. Somebody posted.
Okay. Yeah, that was me. That's me. I'm a veteran. I try to post it everywhere.
Yes,
so you a soldier?
Yes, I'm a veteran myself, so I was like, okay, well, I've been writing forever, so yeah.
Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from California.
Okay,
so
California love.
Right. Well, I live in Texas now, so.
Okay, that's cool. You got children? Right.
She's 3 years old, and yeah, so it's just me and her boyfriend, but we're just hanging out.
You are more than welcome to always come on the show to get way more comfortable with reciting your poem.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. That makes me feel really good.
No problem. We're live every Thursday, unless otherwise, but we're live every Thursday, same time.
Yep, unless we got slots for other people. Usually we be, like, slotted for a lot, some people, but some weekends some Thursdays we don't have slots and people just call in and recite poetry. And also, if you win tonight, $25 gas, or you can buy gas or whatever you want to buy with it. So if you, other poets, is somebody voting tonight, Rail, or no?
Not that I know of. Them overseers, there's just possibly no way for them to call in.
Okay, well.
So, if you're the only host for the night, you probably about to win by default a cash app of
$25.
Night.
I'm just saying.
That's
it, because
she can go
know,
compete against people. She can win.
Carl, you can do that. I'm over here. Face is going to fall off and smiling so hard.
Oh, well, let's fall off. It'll be okay.
And speaking of winning money, I'm starting on Monday game night where one man, one woman gets on the show. I ask five questions. Whoever can answer three or five correctly wins a cash app of $50. So if you're interested in that, hit up Genesis and she'll relay that to me and we'll go from there. But as of right now, I'm going to do it twice a month. So right now I have the month of October. Well, the beginning of October, I got locked up already, and then next Monday. So if you're interested, let me know ASAP so I can get you in there.
Okay. I would love to do that.
That'll be nice. Don't forget to go follow the poetry pages because we need a whole bunch of poets that support the poetry community so we can have, you know, more voices and stuff out there to know, like, a platform that's there for them. So that's what we're trying to do right now.
Okay, definitely. I definitely will. As soon as I get with this, I will go ahead and like that.
Thank you.
You can
and let your friends
Facebook.
Know.
You can follow my Facebook. It's what the hell is my Facebook? Terrell Radio Rail Redman. T-E-R-R-E-L-L Radio Rail. Because I just changed it. So I got that here. Well, all I did was add Radio Rail in the middle. So that way people can find me more faster.
Yeah, and you'd be getting kicked off of Facebook.
I've been good. I haven't said nothing. I've been good for, it's been what, 3 months now, 4 months?
It ain't even,
I
no, it ain't
going,
been that long since you've been off. It has not been that long.
Been.
It's been maybe a month. You would, no.
What?
It's
been
August,
way longer than
you
a
would
month.
Just. It has only been a month. You just got back on Facebook. Anyways,
I
you can follow him.
Back
but
the end of July.
Suspended for 30 days.
Oh, man. That's
30 cool. days.
I came back.
Caught up.
I came back in
yeah.
July.
Okay, well.
And I've been free ever since. I'm on my third strike.
Third strike, you out of there.
Hey, you know, well, I don't really, I just post our stuff nowadays. You know, I just share. That's it. But yeah,
whoever I post
it,
that,
I
go like
you.
A page on Beauties if you can find it or whatever like that. And Terrell's page.
Okay.
So we appreciate having you tonight. Please, if you have other poetry friends, tell them to hit up as well and come back.
I definitely will. Thank you guys for having me. It was such a great experience.
No problem. Thank you for calling in and sharing.
Okay, you guys have a good night.
You too.
All right, bye.
All
right. Real's over there playing around. What I do. It's been about a month that you've been out of jail.
It's been way longer than a month.
We have to go back to these messages.
It's been way longer than a month. How I know is because of the amount of pictures I put on Facebook.
The amount of pictures you put on Facebook? You just started putting pictures on Facebook.
Look here, I say what I said. It's been longer
okay.
than a month. Let's
well, I'm
see.
Just. I hope your high goes away.
I was
away.
On it. It is. I'm not even. I'm fine. I'm good.
I said I hope it go away, because I can't
why?
Do nothing right now.
Oh.
What you mean? Why?
I'm a. Smoke for me and you then.
Shut up. I don't want to hear that.
I got your back. In the spirit of Genesis, I got you.
We got any more callers calling in? Because I got somebody wanting to call in a minute.
They can call in because I don't
have one at
9:30. What
okay.
time is it? It's 9:25. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have nobody because for all those who's listening, let me first of all, I gotta say this. All right, if you're from overseas, that's fine, that's cool, I love it. But if you cannot call in, I would prefer that you not try to get a slot, because if you're unable to call in, due to the time zones or you have insufficient funds to get an international calling card, I would rather you guys send a visual of you doing your poem so we can post it on our page on Facebook, our All Dope Everything OG Radio page. So again, if you
yes.
do not have the funds or you can't call in, no matter where you live at overseas, do not try to get a slot. Just send it, inbox us, and we'll tell you to send it to our email so we can upload it. I told two poets that today that lives in Zambia. Esther has sent me her submission. I just have to figure out how to get it downloaded because, yeah, I don't understand this. Yeah. But, yeah.
Well, that's
y'all
good.
Do
that's a good
way.
Idea.
Yeah.
I've
had like a whole slot of ideas. I was sitting at work on break. I was like, oh shit, we should do that as well.
Yeah.
Have them recite it, and post it.
Well, it's unfortunate it can't be on the actual show, but it's nice to still see you guys' work and other people to admire your work and be able to be on the platform to get your exposure
exactly.
out there. Yeah. So that's the biggest thing. And then, also, to add to that, please add where people can go find your platform besides, like, on the page that we were posted on. So if they do like your work, we know where to go get the rest of it from. Or they know where to go listen to it and find you. You know what your information
is. You heard what she said.
Yay.
the next poet just called in. Is your poet?
I don't know. We're about to find out. I told him to call now. We're trying to see.
I thought you was going to be so sure and be like, yeah, that's my poet.
No, because I had another person calling in at 9:30, but I don't know if they calling in or if it's just a new person.
Oh. Well, I'm going to spit a hot, quick 16 for y'all. No, I'm lying. Without further ado, what's up, poet? How you feeling?
Hi, how are you? I'm good.
I'm good. Welcome to OG Radio with Radio Rail and Genesis.
What's up? I am not new to the platform. Leilani.
That's your Miss Lopez.
You know what?
Yes.
And I just said to myself, I was like, damn, her voice sounds familiar. And then, yeah. So, yep.
Oh,
I'm cool now.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, I do two pieces that I did tonight. I had my second open mic virtually. So I'm going to just recite those two pieces that I did tonight. Okay.
Hey, sure.
So one of them I actually wrote today in light of I finished today. I started it yesterday, and I finished it today in light of the Breonna Taylor verdict.
Lord.
it's a play off of Say My Name, Say My Name by Destiny Child. So don't judge me.
No judgment zone. No judgment zone.
So it's called Say Your Name.
Okay.
Say their names. With all this all around you, tell me what you're going to do. I'm going to say their names. They're filled with so much pain, sick of being blamed. I'm going to scream their names. First of all, let me say, we are all the same, and you kill us anyway. Police brutality, hands up, and we still bleed. Why can't we just have fair equality? Joy said he couldn't breathe. Martin was in a hoodie. Anaya just wanted to dream. Charleston 9 just believed. Bell found a love he couldn't leave. Castell was protected speed. Sterling only sold CDs. Tell me, was it worth it, please? I'm tired of the pleas of stop killing my black and brown communities. I sing, I can't breathe, and I let it ring. We kneel, we stand tall, fist in air, peacefully making peace with those who annihilate us. Heads heading down low as you continue to hang us with nooses that read, we'll never be superior to thee. I sing their names as if tattooed to my skin, stitched to my heart, I will never let you win. Taylor, I stand in the gap for you, stand in my badge, honored in this mahogany skin, I fight for you. Black Lives Matter, I'll call to you, summoning the cries of Luther and X collide in peace with my armed intellect. I will reflect and ready my pistol, court knowledge, pull the trigger and have my vote shoot through the lawmakers who see, say your names too. I'm ready to sing, shout and scream their names. I'm not filled with any shame. I'll continue to say their names. So that's Say Your Name.
Hey.
Say my name, say my name. So that's it.
I know. I was like trying so hard not to sing.
You should have sang.
Go
that would have tossed
sing
it up.
Quick.
No, y'all
right.
Not going. No.
I'm singing on the radio.
That is not my gift.
With Bubblicious in his mouth.
I cannot. And then I can't. The last piece I'm going to do is for my book.
Yes.
It's called The Delivery. And the only reason why I'm doing this one is because a lot of people ask me to read this one who has purchased the book. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. So it's called The Delivery. Naked. Thin grew in my womb. With every sonogram, I wish I was due. I just knew I wouldn't make it through first trimester. Craving fear, morning sickness, puking out doubt, mood swings with lies fighting truth, sex fighting me, and me fighting all the in-between, float with insecurities, I'm about to pass out. Second trimester, stretched out of shape, belly singing my sorrows, and I didn't mean to. They rub my belly, masked with pasty smiles with no meaning. They still don't know what's growing inside of me. They are skeptical of what impregnated me. All they feel is the thumping of something that is not quite real. The thumping of life has begun, and no one is thrilled. Third trimester. Holding my chest, grasping for air, feeling the sensation of me dropping, of me contracting, inadequately ill-equipped to show any emotion, drenched in the sweat of prostitution, covered in the tears of lies, stabbed over and picked my heart, cries of suicide, kisses of low self-esteem infested my womb, my baby was due. Battling flesh and God, flesh was who I wanted to win just a little. As I assumed position, he covered my naked chest as I began to push. He held my hand and whispered, I brought you out of the pit of destruction. One, two, three, push. He pulled my hair back out of the Mary Clay. Again, he rubbed his hand across my forehead and I will set your foot upon a rock. Then bewildered made my heart break rock. God, pick me up and I will establish your steps. Sin, birth is stillborn, and I was born. A healthy woman, rid of old sin that I would never turn to again. Redemption for a need that I had no idea exists, poetic and loving. Strong and wanting more than anything to give back to what I was given to me. I was actually free. The Delivery.
I love that piece. I wanted to, that's why I kept saying, can you please perform that piece? When I got the book, I was like, I need to hear somebody say this. Like, I was just saying, like, how are people going? I like writing poetry, but I like to hear people perform it because I want to feel that soul. You know, Rail says it all the time, like, when you come with the thunder, like you there. Like, that's what I like when I listen to poets.
Yeah. Thank you.
When they perform.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Definitely love it.
Thank you. Thank you. So yeah, again, my book is on my website, lay-and-poetry.myshopify.com. You you can purchase it there. It's $18. And tonight, me and my husband was talking about it yesterday, but I think we solidified it tonight that I am turning the book into an audio by January. So that's cool.
That'll be dope.
I was just talking about that the other day.
Yeah, that'd be dope. Because, like, for me, I sit at work. I can't use my phone all the time, but we can listen to music. So if somebody was like, yo, I got this dope poetry audio, I'm on it. So, like,
yeah.
I would love for that to go down.
Thank you.
Especially when people don't like reading. Like, my guy, he don't like reading. He'd rather listen to audiobooks. So he was telling me the same thing.
I don't like reading.
I fall asleep listening to audio books. I always fall asleep. So I prefer like a hardcover, softcover book to actually read it. But
yep.
I think the world is going to where audio is like the best. Yeah, just like you, Braille. So he's the same way.
Yeah,
he's like, I need
that.
Audio.
I love it.
Exactly.
I'm a great reader. I just don't like it.
I love it. I love reading. I'm a book, give me a book.
My eyes get tired. My mind goes elsewhere. I start thinking about other stuff.
Then
I put the book down. And, you know, I can't focus that much. Give me something
that
like 10 to 15 pages and I'm cool.
I can't.
After that 15th page, it's dead. Can't do it.
I love books. I was telling Genesis, I was the dork that was, when the last Harry Potter book came out, it was a contest at Borders in Maryland, and if you finished the book in a certain time frame, you would get cash. And I finished the book in, like, a day and a half, and it was, like,
wow.
Like 500 pages or something like that. So, yeah,
that's hard. The Harry Potter books was the last book I ever read from beginning to the end back in grade school. So that was the last book I ever really fully read like that. All the other books that I was supposed to read in high school, I watched the movie.
I can't. Hilarious.
I wasn't reading no book. Like, Of Mice and Men. It was the movie and the book. I saw that movie plenty of times. I wasn't reading that book.
Y'all remember Spark Note?
Spark Note?
I didn't read that either.
Oh, my God. Spark Note just gave you a drop book. It's not a book. It's like, and you had a book in school, and they gave you an assignment to do. Instead of reading the book, you read the notes from Spark Notes, and it gives you exactly what you need to get the assignment to do.
Oh, we never got that. I never got that.
Nah, I ain't never got that. People do my homework, though.
You talking about for, like, book reports and stuff, right?
Yes. It gives you the whole synopsis.
Oh,
you don't have to read the book.
My book reports are horrible.
I never got those. Lucky you. You said Spark Notes.
I can make up my own story, though.
I'm sure you can.
I'll make a what was it? Fiction? Well, I used to make a whole fictional ass story. They thought it was a book. Nah, it ain't a book. It came out of my head.
well, real.
Huh.
No problem. Anytime. We appreciate you showing us love on the platform, getting as many poets here as possible. We're going to have something coming up soon where, where's Sandman from? I forgot. Was it North Carolina? He wasn't coming out of New York, was he?
I believe it was North Carolina.
Well, I know he got like a bunch of poets and stuff that's supposed to be coming on the show. He's trying to do something like that. So it's supposed to be like A1 poets.
October 8th, right?
I haven't heard back from him, but that's the date I gave him. So, but he asked for the platform for the night. So I said, shoot, we try to get as many people to listen in, cause, or like to network back and forth. Cause I know you have a show once a month, right?
Yep.
So, I mean, you can get some poets off there too and connect with your poetry show and back and forth.
which would be dope, because the more the merrier.
I got you. So I'll start sending you some people this week.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Have a great night, you guys.
you too.
You have to do the same. Now,
did we get some more poets on tonight?
I don't know if they call in. Great. If not, you know, yeah. But I'm gonna get into a quick track. Like I know this is related to vibing to poetry mode or whatever. But I like this song. Like I love it. I want to play it because I love it. Called Keep Calling by Flavor Gang. You can catch them on Apple Music, because I definitely did. So without further ado, here we go.
Wanna fuck with me? Keep calling my phone. Yo, bitch, yeah, she all on me. She can't leave me alone. She keep calling, keep calling, keep calling. Keep calling, keep calling, keep calling. She keep calling my phone. Something about me that she can't leave me alone. Tell me what it is. Tell me, should I give you as a business? So in love that she wanna be committed. Should've never ever kissed it in the kitchen. Fuck the one, now she say she can't leave me alone. All these chains and she tugging on my hair bone. Got my dreads long and this money long. Got a feeling like she gotta keep calling my phone, no. Your bitch wanna fuck with me. Keep calling my phone. Your bitch, yeah, she all on me. She can't leave me alone. She keep calling, keep calling, keep calling. Keep calling, keep calling, keep calling. She keep calling my phone. Something about me that she can't leave me alone.
Yeah, she calling my phone. Pull up to home, made it to bed, had some. Paper sound, she moan, slow it down, do faster. Told me the pussy mine, I ain't even had an answer. I'm like one of a kind, hit that shit all the time. It's just dick on their mind, like the limb on their spine. Legs up to the sky, and I gotta go by. My love's so Wi-Fi, my love's so Wi-Fi.
She keep calling me. Stalking me, I'm just ballin' B, like I wanna ring. I'm in her arteries, just call me Dr. Z. Then go fuck on her friend, ooh baby, pardon me. Love the way that she got it, but ain't into romance. The way she move her body, like she tryna slow dance. She riding on me, no hands, throw her all of these bands. Put her under a trance, she stop calling her man.
One minute I love I desperately need my fix. My heart's on the corner of your love avenue, waiting in a bitter cold for my dealer. The same thing that hurts me, I look to for a healer. I know this ain't right, but I'm far gone in this time. My ability to think is altered. I'm distracted in your euphoria.
Underground world. That was Treece the Artist with Heroin. You can catch her on Apple Music as well. Like I always say, four times out of the week, all of the artists that we play, 9 times out of 10, you can catch all of their music on Apple, Tidal, or YouTube, all of that. So if I tell you who it is, you can definitely go download on Apple, because I did. And Treece the Artist was on the show, I believe, a month ago, and that was, like, a really good interview. She's dope. I know she's working on some new stuff, so once she drops her new music, I will invite her back on the show. I think I just hit her up not too long ago to see what was going on, but I'll keep y'all in tune. But, yeah, we back to OG Radio with Radio Rail and Genesis.
What's up? We are back. So I'm allowed to make an announcement now. Before, you know how like you promote and stuff, and it's just like, oh, I can't say anything yet. I'm not supposed to say anything. Well, they told me today that it kind of blew me off, blew up a little bit because I wasn't for sure. I was like, dang, they put me on blast today. So I guess I got to put myself on blast. I know, right? So it's nothing bad. So I would like to let everybody know that I have a book that's coming out. It's a poetry book, and it's called Thunderstorms Were Meant to Be My Friend. I think it's going to be pretty dope. Well, I know it's going to be pretty dope because it's all my work. It has artwork in there as well. And I've been working on it for a little while now, and it will be out mid-October. So it's almost done. So I got about 2 weeks, and I guess I could just start promoting it now. You'll be able to find it on my page within the next couple of weeks. So I will be promoting it. I'm actually pretty excited because this is my very, 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 very first published book. And it's also going to be in Barnes & Noble. So.
Turn up.
That's your girl.
See, you already told me about this.
I told you.
Not to say nothing, so I didn't say nothing. Yeah. Right. I already knew what was going on before everybody. Ah.
He had to put that out there. That's the disclaimer. Like, he feels special. That's all that is. I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to take
that
away from him.
Do.
But I'm really...
He told me before everybody. Ain't that what females do?
Period, Pooh.
Period, Pooh.
Well, yes, I do.
Real quick.
And I did tell Radio Real.
Yes. This the love that we have, you know. She's my favorite person in the entire world.
That's a lie, but I'll take it.
It's not a lie. This is not a lie. It's the truth.
Mm-hmm. For today. But like I said,
no,
I'll take it.
Dang. Now I got to prove that she's my favorite person in the whole world. That's crazy.
Well, when my book comes out, you can purchase it then and tell everybody else to purchase it. Black-owned
business. That's going to be hard. I ain't going to read it.
How about that?
I'll definitely buy it, but I ain't going to read it.
It's poems. It's not like long pages or no crap like that. Like, it's poems.
Okay, I'll read it because it's poems, so that's something I'm interested in.
It's like reading a comic book. You read comic books?
I used to.
Okay, then. So it's like the same thing. It's not even long tree. But as long as you pay for it, I don't care what you do with it. Hell, you can use it for toilet paper here. Wipe your ass with it.
No, mess. I'll definitely buy it. And I'll probably take it to work with me because I can have person things at work and just, you know, read it on my breaks and whatnot.
That's a lie, but I'll take that too. But just promote it to other people to buy so they actually read the book.
Oh my God. I got you. I got to prove to you. Real quick, I want to shout out my homegirl, Miss Lanisha Landers. She's listening. She's tuned in right now as we speak. Since you're listening, Lanisha, you can call in right now, 516-669-8826. Call that number right now since you texted me asking me should you call. Yeah, you can call in right now, 516-669-8826.
Is she doing poetry?
9826. I have no idea.
Does she do poetry?
I have no idea.
How
but
is she your girl and you do poetry?
I don't know. Look here she go. You can ask her right now.
Lord.
Nene,
see,
what's
I was
up?
Claiming somebody.
What's up, Nene?
Hey. Oh, my God. Look at you.
You're tripping.
How y'all doing?
We are.
What's up,
well, man? I'm good. Be over there in the sky some damn where.
I can't. I told you I can't feel my toes.
Yeah, I know you let me know that offline. Appreciate it. What am I going to do with you? You got a kid I can't take to the store.
I do nothing. Nene, you do poetry, right?
Huh?
You do poetry, right?
No, but my mother does. I just like poetry. I just like hearing it, but my mother does. But, you know, I told her about your radio show or not, but she didn't text me back yet. So I just want to call in and just let you know that I see you doing your thing and you're doing a good job and you're going to go far. That's why I called in.
Appreciate
you know, just to show my love or whatnot. But, you know, all y'all doing good. And just know God love you.
Thank you.
That was sweet. Why are people
sure
doing that? You get real?
Huh?
What?
Who what?
I said, why they being nice to you today, real?
Because I'm loved by everybody. You know? Everybody loves me. But
aww.
No, she asked me what I was doing earlier. I'm like, well, I'm doing a radio show. She's like, ooh, I want to tune in. I'm like, all right. I think there's a link. She's been tuned in since the beginning. So she likes listening to poetry, and she said So, yeah, so she'll probably tune in every week.
Side note,
you should already know who won the poetry. It was, I got three other people listening, so it was hands down.
I thought you didn't have nobody tonight.
No, I got people listening in as judges.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't have, you know, like I say, the people who were supposed to come in, like two or three of them from Zambia, which is fine. But then it was like, oh, well, I didn't have insufficient funds to call in internationally, I guess, or whatever. So they got the WhatsApp. I can't really do nothing with WhatsApp as far as the radio show. So I told them, go ahead and, you know, drop a visual. And then we'll just share it on our page. Esther, shout out to Esther. She sent me something that she had posted on her page. I don't know how the hell to download it. It's a weird thing that she used to transfer the video to me, so I gotta figure out. Gotta use my IT brain, figure out how the hell to get that to play and download and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was that. We had a poet from England, but the only reason why she chose to wait for another time is because she has to work. And she didn't want to end up going to work super tired just to be on the show, you know, for 15 minutes. So she said she'll schedule a day. So she'll work around her schedule to make sure that she gets on the show next time. So that's cool. That's fine. Because they are a lot of hours ahead of us.
Yes, it is. I was in Germany, well, not England, but Germany is like 9 hours ahead. So I understand the time difference. Definitely understand that.
Shout out to all the overseas people, Zambia, England, Australia, New Zealand, all of y'all, man, that show us love. Japan, show us love. I appreciate it, y'all. We appreciate it.
Oh, that was sweet. Yeah, you feeling yourself today.
What?
Let me stop.
I'm
just hating on his capability of doing whatever he wants to do. That's all. So ignore me, guys.
Because you popping really soon, and as soon as you pop, we gonna do it all. My homie found a edible restaurant. We're gonna go there.
Where is this place?
I will get the info for you and send it to you off air. I forgot where he told me, so I'm gonna get the information. So yeah, it's $50 to go because they sell you. Is a 3-course meal, I want to say, or whatever the case. So, yeah, it'd be pretty fucked up. So I'm going to have to make sure that I can only go to one spot, not drive, and you know, because the last time I was super hella high off infused foods was eating 2 tacos that was infused with, yeah, so I was out of there for 24, 25 hours.
I don't know what I'm gonna like after this, but before I didn't mess with edibles like that because I feel like when you eat them and then they put you to sleep and then you wake up and you be shaking, like, because it hits your body too fast. See, when you smoke, you know, you know when to stop. It's just like when you're drinking. It was like a burst of just too much, I guess. But I guess it depends on
how much it depends on the milligrams. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It depends on how much you eat. If it's 100, 150, you're cool. 250 and above, you pushing the limit. But don't eat the whole thing, you know, just eat like a corner or something. I always suggest that to any and everybody that wants to try edibles to eat a corner, because if not, you will be fucked up.
All day long.
I took a trip. Me and my two brothers, my homies, we went to Dallas last year. My homie bought edible. It was a gummy worm. Like, cool. I took a little piece. I ate it. All right, man, I don't feel nothing. Man, give me the whole thing. Ate the whole thing. I was fine. We went out. We went to see what downtown Dallas was like. We went to a club. Club had hella strobe lights. So you know what happens when strobe light hits you. The highness kicked in when the strobe lights kicked in.
I was just
doing some weird-ass shit. Yes. So the only thing my homie said that I kept saying for like the last 3 hours was, man, I'm high as fuck. So I'm high. We go to hella bars. I'm drinking on top of that, but I don't feel the liquor because I'm so high. Cool, whatever. So then we go to a restaurant called the Chicken Shack, I believe. Their chicken wings, because everything in Texas is big, their chicken wings, I swear to God, was the size of like a dinosaur egg or something. It was so huge. So I at the time, you know, I was playing with the lady at the cash register, get a deal or something.
Get some free shit.
I was like, okay. Yeah, so I asked for a 4-piece, and she gave me a 6-piece and a bunch of fries. So I ate all of that. I ate my homie's fries, and I ate his wings, and he had a shake or something, and I believe I drank all of that. So I was really high, and I just kept eating. We go back to the hotel.
That's the worst.
There was a food truck there, and I ate whatever was on the food truck. It was, yeah, so if you consume a lot of edibles, man, it's, whew.
You're going to eat a
it's
lot.
Fun.
Your stomach's going to hurt.
And yes. But
you always overeat when you high. I do.
I overeat like a motherfucker.
I
have a strong stomach. I couldn't stop eating.
You good.
I couldn't stop.
Yeah. And then the next day you were like, dang, my stomach hurt. I ate too much.
It was hurting a little bit. But like, next to that, we was drinking all weekend. So, like, we woke up, mimosas. Like, as soon as we woke up, mimosas. So, and then on top of that, right, my allergies was killing me. So, I'm doped up off allergy medicine at the same time. It was bad.
You was trying to get litty.
Yeah, you was trying to get litty. 4 whole days. It was crazy.
I need to take me another vacation. That's what I need to do. I need to.
Yeah, let's go.
I thought you said something about going to the cabin as a group.
That is going to be on hold.
I'm sure. You got a lot of going on right now.
Yeah.
Did you already make your announcement for that or no?
On the radio show? Hell no. Not like that, but no, I didn't make an announcement yet.
Oh, okay. I see you put it on your page.
So along with Genesis, I am having a...
Don't put me in that sentence. Don't do that to me.
Fuck! I said we was having COVID babies. Or not COVID babies, radio babies.
Yeah, radio babies.
Yeah.
But I'm due really soon.
Genesis. She's due soon, and I'm due. When am I due? January 18th.
Like January. That's a damn shame that I know that, and you over there struggling.
Look, I can't feel my toes, okay? So that's where I'm at the moment. But yeah.
We'll get it together.
I will. We were definitely having COVID babies, y'all. So I'm happy. You know, I'm having a girl. Her name is going to be Kaylani Nicole Redmond. So pretty stoked, pretty happy. She's been spoiled already, and she ain't here yet. I bought, like, a whole bunch of Nike shit. So, yeah. Should I buy name brand shit? No. But that's just me. I always buy my kids that shit. And that's bad.
No, it's not. It just means that they're going to have to struggle when they get older because it's too expensive. They're going to be like, Dad really was out here flexing on us, and now we got to keep up with it or try to. But they're going to understand the value of money.
True. And I'm going to teach them how I operate so that way, you know, if they want it.
Oh, well, I'm due November 20th, well, 23rd, but I'm hoping he comes a couple days early. It's a boy. And he's already... He get a little rough on me. A little rough. So, I'm ready,
you know,
though.
I want a flip-flop.
You want a flip-flop? I thought you would have had a girl.
And I had the boy. I wanted a
boy.
No.
Good,
you know.
You already got a boy. You already
got
one
of
those.
I needed another one. He would go take me. He was going to be the prodigy. He was going to be the one to go to the NBA. Okay? That's my dream. Okay? So I can retire
early. You being stingy now. Like, you're not. No, I don't have one. I don't have a boy. So I'm deserving of. So
you can borrow
I'm good now.
Summer,
I don't have
no.
Summer. I'm good.
You could have borrowed one of mine every
the same. It's not the same. DNA. Your DNA. That's somebody else's DNA. I want my own. It's a different type of feeling. I thought about performing a poem tonight. Did we get another call in? Because I'm not even on the thing looking.
No, we did not.
No.
We're all good. No.
Okay. I don't know. Should I do something old or new? Or I haven't wrote nothing else. I've been so busy with the books and stuff like that that's going on. And the piece of property and stuff for Zoetic Island, that is the name. I have a property manager or project manager now, which is amazing. So I'm excited about the open mic night that's going to be happening. I'll be looking out for that as well.
All right. So,
I know. The poets going to love it. I know they are. I'm excited about it. Y'all going to have to come out and see it. So everything's moving smoothly. Yeah, because you ain't going to have nothing else to do. Be doing nothing but partying next summer. okay.
No, I'm actually going to be sitting in the house a lot more nowadays.
Oh, yeah, you didn't hit that settle me down.
Yeah, unless it's, what you call it, unless it's radio related, you know, I'm going to be in the house.
Okay, well... I'm going to perform this one piece. I think I've done it maybe one other time on here. I'm not really sure. I don't really remember. Am I good? You listening?
Yeah.
Okay. So this one is called, I did this one earlier for the virtual mic show. This one's called Back in the Day. And it goes like this. Back in the day when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days, I sit and wish I was a kid again. Some days turn into Sundays, and you sit back and blow trees on holidays, inhale that smoke, and let my harvest exasperate through my eyes, falling out like raindrops, watering my skills for every note and every stroke of my pen for this poem, saying, back in the day. Back in the day Back in the day when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I wish I was a kid again. Quicksands would fall in my head like quicksands for every word and every stroke and every folk to remind me that the wise always told me to never use your throat but to always be cutthroat. And if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. You'll fall in the graveyard of emotions, buried by regrets, seeping through a box of memories with no recollection of how your time was spent. Singing back in the day when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days, I sit and wish I was a kid again.
Yeah, okay. I remember this one. It was dope.
Yeah, I was like, I think I did that one before. But you know what? When we first started off the radio, I was the only person on here. The only person.
Facts.
For weeks at a time. So I think you've heard a lot of my poems already. If I keep hiccuping,
yeah.
That's because I'm pregnant. Oh, I hate performing sometimes because I always start hiccuping right before or right after. I'm just like, oh my God, please don't mess me up.
It's so good.
So I'm just going to stop right now.
Obvious.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, I think I did that one in the beginning of the show. Was it in the beginning?
Yeah, it was the beginning.
Yeah, so I've definitely done a lot of poems on this show. And I actually like sitting back listening to other people come on and perform because it just makes me think, have a lot, you know, thought process about like my work and other people's work. And,
right.
You know, I critique myself on that, even though you're not supposed to, like, compare your work to anybody else because your work is your own authenticity. But I just enjoy it, though. See what other people are thinking about, how they put their work together.
Facts. I definitely agree with that. That's even though I don't, you know, officially rap like that, I like to listen to other people and I get, you know, get into my zone and I get the writing here and there. So I actually got quite a few things I've written. I just have never took it and put it on the track. But I don't know. I'm in this mode where I want to do a plethora of things. So that's in the making. I'm out here making beats. So real soon, I'm working on a track right now. But I'm missing something, and I'm, like, really trying to perfect what the hell I'm missing. It's a certain beat I got going in my head, and I'm trying to find that right sound, and I'm not there yet. But I'm getting there. And once I do, y'all go hear it. And y'all gonna be like, damn, let me buy that. I'm like, for sure.
Right. I'm about to say, you better not say no. Talking about some for sure.
I made beats off BandLab off my phone, and I've sold a few off there, so people do want to check me out, you can check me out on BandLab. I don't remember my name on there. It might be Dilla21. Should be.
Y'all can catch me singing on Voices. And write all your names down.
I got so many names and so much shit.
Yeah, you definitely need to, because people be looking for your stuff. And they're like, what the hell? How do I? And I'm trying to learn the platform too, like how people can go to my page and don't have such a hard time getting to it, to like it. Because I have a goal that I'm trying to make right now. And I'm trying to at least have, like, on my poetry page, like 500 likes to 1,000 likes on there. And that's what they were saying, that, you know, to promote it. So when open mic night does start happening, I have a lot of people like to come out to perform because they're aware of what's going on. So that's my goal by the end of December.
By the end of December, I'm definitely rocking with that.
I think that's a realistic goal.
It
that's
is.
Realistic.
Definitely.
Be like a million people by the end of December. That's not realistic. Try to be as realistic with myself as possible. But yeah, we definitely gonna do that.
Okay. I got a couple of announcements, I think.
Go for it.
Yeah. So, Wednesday, like I always do, shout out to Bard University TV, Miss J. Ocean and Deuce. Yesterday, I was, you know, on their live while they were doing their show, and we had a fucking ball, as always. I'm always on the show with them, and, you know, we share love with each other. But I ended up getting our producer, AK, on the show for next Wednesday. And
okay.
Now, I ended up getting myself back on the show, too, so both of us, and I'm going to let AK know now, that the both of us will be on this show live on Hot or Not, hosted by Bard University TV. Now, I myself have been on the show before already, and it's super lit. It's fun. I've done shows with them before, so this is my third or fourth time being on the show with them. I fucking love it every time I go there. It's all love. But me and AK will be there from 7:30 to 10. We'll be reviewing people's music live. And I will also share the live as we're live. So I'll be live while being live. So it'll be dope. Check us out there. It's going to be all good vibes and fun. More than likely going to be drinking. So I just want to throw that out there. Anything is possible. There was something else. Oh, I have a special treat for everybody Tuesday. For all those who's definitely into the underground scene as artists, Noah J. Clay is a female artist here in Chicago who is getting herself very known out here. She will be on the show this Tuesday at 10 p.m., so from 10 to 11 or 10 to 11:30. She'll be on the show with me, and hopefully B-Trey will be back. I'm not sure, but if not, it'll be a fun show. She had just dropped the EP either yesterday or today, but I did check it out today. It's called, let me look it up. I don't want to get it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it's Miss Exquisite. Hold on, give me a sec. Yes, Miss Exquisite. She dropped the EP today. And she also has two other songs she dropped this year. But the EP is 5 tracks. And she's a dope artist, so she was definitely killing it. She can definitely give you that them bars and hit you up with some sexy shit. So Noah J. Clay, N-O-A-H-J Clay, C-L-A-Y-Y-E. She will be on the show this Tuesday. I also am working on getting a male artist for next Friday. His name, he goes by the name The Real DC Young Fly. He's really dope. His music is really, really hot. I met him yesterday through Bard University TV. So I will definitely try to get him on the show for next Friday, for Freestyle Friday. I think that's all I got, I believe. Yeah. I just did out here networking, y'all. So I don't post a lot on my pages no more. I just simply network all the time. So we got a lot of stuff brewing. Our producer also, let me get it right. Let me pull it up and get it right. We talked about this earlier on my live. Let me find it. Hold on, y'all. Let me find it. So he has linked up with what do you call these people? The Emphasis Project. Shout out to them. If you have teenage kids from 13 to 18 that is very highly interested in the music business industry, they can join, they can register by the end of the month, by the 28th of this month at www.nlschicago.com/360artist. So it's an 8-week program. It's all about publishing, marketing, branding, license, copyrights, distribution, you know, all that that comes with music. You know, as a songwriter, whatever you want to be involved in the music world, definitely get in tune with that via Zoom, I believe. Yeah, once you sign up, they'll give you a notification, I want to say, through Zoom. So if you're into that, if your kids are into it, I should say, tune in. And even if you're older, you know, tune into that. It's never too late for anybody to do anything. Hell, it took Jay-Z up until he got 26 to release his first full album. So anything is possible.
Yes, I like the way that sounds.
That. I believe that's it for me. I just have to go right on my board about everything that's next. I'm really excited for next Wednesday, so y'all stay tuned for that. Follow my Instagram at HellRail1290 and RadioRail21. Follow my Facebook at Terrell Radio Rail Retin. You can probably just type in Radio Rail and find me. But catch me there. You can catch my Snapchat, Villa20. I don't know. Hell, I'm supposed to stop saying that. Because you know what? Every time I put my Snapchat on here, right, I get about 10 to 20 people follow me or request me as a friend all the time. And I don't be knowing who the hell is who, but they always add me on Snapchat. You ain't gonna really find nothing on Snapchat besides me just singing my heart out on the way to and from work. That's really all.
Yes, it's Bubblicious.
So just follow my Bubblicious, Lord Jesus. And she says that because I have gum on my mouth all the time. I can't help it.
I don't understand. He be rapping, singing, and his mouth just be going like a horse or cow. I don't know. I've always been like a stickler on that. Every time I see somebody do it, it's just like take the gum out of their mouth. But I think it's a military thing too. You're not supposed to have like, you know, gum in your mouth when you're in formation. It's just different stuff like that. So I got to get used to the civilian world.
It's a sports thing for me, though. Like, when I used to play sports, a sports thing. Like, I didn't like wearing a mouth guard, so I would always chew gum while I was playing basketball. So it's just a sports thing. Like, I can put one thing of gum in my mouth and chew that shit all day unless I eat or whatever. But, like, I love gum.
I like gum, too, but not while I'm singing.
Hey, I could do a lot of... never mind.
Yeah, what you on tonight, man? Because that's what I meant to ask you earlier. You've been on some ish tonight.
That's Phoenix Club.
Yeah, she started off the night with the Phoenix. You know, she wasn't even one of the ones that was supposed to call tonight. She was just a random that I didn't even know. Like, the people that I thought were supposed to call tonight didn't call.
Well, I'm glad she did.
It's still nice, though. Yeah, me too.
Definitely going to get on the show. Only criticism I have, which I understand because it's her first time ever, so I wouldn't even dock her, is just put some energy into the poem. But as she do more, I know she would, you know, gravitate towards that. So I didn't really dock her or nothing for that because it was her very first time, and I could, you know, I could tell she was nervous and everything. So, you know, next time just bring a little bit more energy. But at the same time, I felt like it wasn't needed as much because of the mood she set for the poem.
I can agree with that, but
tone.
I'm gonna let everybody in the world know something. I've never won like a poetry contest, so I don't know like if I'm like good as people say that I am, because I've never technically won. And I think that does something to a person. It makes them think, oh, I'm not that good. But then at the same time, you hear people do say that you're good. So I don't know if people are being modest or just lying, you know, just be like, oh, yeah, you're good. So sometimes, like,
good.
I guess that reassurance is cool. So when I hear, like, new poets, you know, first, I'd be like, it's cool. Just calm down, relax. Poetry is going to be what it is. It's not for me to,
right,
you know, critique it too much and tear it apart, because I've never personally won. And I'd be feeling like, damn, you know? So,
you
I don't mind
good.
It.
You know, it's just, you know, there's just always somebody out there that's trying to be better than you, so you have to outshine or do your best. I don't know, do something. The way my mindset is, no matter what I do, no matter what I put out there, in my mind, I won. Because just doing it is enough for me. Yeah.
Right, you got to think you actually did it, but I'm just going to let people know, like, I am not a competitor that wins every poetry show ever. Like, I've never won one, ever. So, and I don't
want on OG Radio
that I'm close with. See, stop it. Cut it out. Thank you, but cut it out. That's like my mama telling me, oh, you did good. Your mama always supposed to say you did good or something, even if it looked crappy. Like, kid brings a drawing home, you're like, oh, it looks nice. You don't even know what the fuck it is, but you gotta put on the face. That's what I feel like.
Is. No. You're definitely dope as hell. Like, I didn't start back doing poetry until you came about. Like, I wasn't doing poetry. Like I told you, I haven't done poetry in years. But when you came about, you got me inspired to do poetry again.
Yeah, don't mean that you good, though. Like, it don't mean that you're great at poetry. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
I mean, for
me, like I say, me just doing it, I feel good, I'm happy, I feel, you know. But poetry ain't like my super passion, you know. It's yours, but I can tell when you do it. I can hear it in your voice when you do it.
Thank you. Like I said,
of course,
that's hot, be chilling. But it's true shit though. People, I'm just letting especially the newbies know that. Yeah. Really not that serious. I've learned to just deal with it and love my own poetry.
You're going to win soon. Trust me.
One of these competitions
out here.
I don't be looking to do that.
You're going to win. It's coming. You got any other announcements?
Yes, just go follow 3YEM. Genesis on IG and Genesis Silverman on Facebook. But you go on my Facebook page as I Am Genesis, so the 3YEM. I want y'all to go follow that page, because that is the poetry page. Genesis Silverman is like my personal page. You can still hit me up on there. And also, if I post something and say hit me in my inbox, please hit me in my inbox so I can put y'all slotted, because when I be going through all those posts on other pages and stuff like that, I can never find, like, who's supposed to be on the show. Like, I think I missed two people that I put under there and put slots, but I couldn't go find the original post because, you know, people post every day. So the post is, like, way, way at the bottom from the beginning of the week or something. And
right.
I just need y'all to hit me in the inbox so I can always go to my inbox and see who I'm talking to and who's supposed to be going on at one time, because it be so many people posting on each group that I post in. That's why I need people to hit me in the inbox, because
it's too much to try to go through the whole page, wherever I post that, to find that original post to see who asked for what slot and what slot was given. So it just works out better for me because I got pregnancy brain and I don't remember everything. So I can go back in my inbox to make sure. So that's why I'm like big on that. So please. And then another thing, Google is somebody's best friend. Okay. Google works for everybody. Make sure if we see a Central Standard Time, it's Central Standard Time, guys. I can't stress that enough. So if it's in Georgia, you guys are an hour ahead of us. In New York, y'all an hour ahead of us. But if y'all are somewhere else, I don't know all the times. It's for you guys to go look to find out. If I can't do every state, everybody's calling from all over the place. So I don't always know. But Google always knows.
I'll be lost.
So, right, I do too sometimes. But I'm just saying we are Central Standard Time, Chicago, Illinois. So just do that. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just being real because if you just one person and you're dealing with 8, 9, 10, 15, 20 people trying to get slots for the weeks ahead, sometimes you get a little lost in the sauce. That's why I be tagging real, Mr. Real in it because it'd be too much some days. I'm like, hey, I can't keep up. So I'm only one person. He's only one person. And then he's doing other shows. I'm doing other stuff. So sometimes it helps us out. Not trying to be funny. It helps us out to stay prepared. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So help us help you. Yes.
Help us.
That was it.
Help you. All right. So, this is a, oh, shit. Well, clearly, Miss Lopez won this. I'll cash out for her later. Let her know I'll cash out for tomorrow. y'all
that is fine.
My bad pocket.
Right. We need to start getting some donations in, too, for people or to sponsor the show. And maybe that money can go, we can do more money to go to ports. It's just something to think about offline so we don't be, I've only did it a couple of times, you know, sent out personal
right.
money to these cash apps. Really Rail always sends out the money, you know, but I don't all the
yeah,
time.
Like,
but he
I'm,
is
I'm
definitely, he does it all the time. So, yeah, give him his pass for that because this money is coming from our pockets personally
mm-hmm.
out of our bank account. To you guys, because we love poetry and what we do so much. So it would be nice to have some people like sponsor or maybe have a fee and, you know, the people can win the money. So, hey, it's what we do to entertain you guys. But thank you so much for y'all's support. We really appreciate you.
I actually thought about that too, that we should start sponsoring. But we'll talk about that off air over the weekend and everything. But, you know, that's all the announcements we got, y'all. I appreciate everybody tuning in. I appreciate the two poets, Phoenix and Miss Lopez. Yeah, so me and Genesis, we are out. Catch me here tomorrow for the fourth show of the week, Freestyle Friday.
Hey!
Just vibe with me tomorrow night, y'all. I'm just going to be talking shit and playing music. So catch me from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock tomorrow night.
Nighty nights. I'll holler.
We'll holler at y'all later.